Here's exactly what you need to do if you want to get shredded this year. Now I'm going to break this down into three very simple steps. Now I did a video this time last year, 2024, kind of covering very similar points in regards to what needs to happen. So I decided with the time of year that it is now in January, what better time to start covering some of these key things that you need to start doing to make sure that summer 2025, you're in the shape of your life, you're looking your best, you're shredded, you've got your abs, you're looking amazing. This is the key thing. You need to start looking at this now and start focusing on this now rather than leaving it right till before the summer, which is what a lot of people do. Inevitably, don't give themselves enough time to be able to get into the shape they want to be in. So we need to start focusing on things nice and early. That is the first thing I need to mention. So here's exactly what you need to do to get shredded. And when I say shredded, this is for most guys probably going to be around 10 to 12% body fat, arguably a little bit less if you wanted to go, you know, all the way. I probably wouldn't recommend that. I think for most guys, about 10 to 12 is where we look our best. We still feel good. Hormones are still in a good place. I reckon around that percentage. I've never struggled in regards to how I feel it around that body fat percentage. And you look jacked. You look good. You take your top off. People are like, well, this guy's in shape. Got a t-shirt on. You also still look good as well. You know, arms popping exactly the way they want it to be. If you're a female watching this and you want a class where maybe wear shredded would lie for you, I say around potentially like 18% body fat is a good healthy range for a woman to be, anywhere between like 18, even up to like 20-21%. Again, like it's going to be very individual for the person, depending on obviously where you carry body fat. You know, you have some guys that have got abs at around 15% body fat because they carry a lot of their fat around maybe their lower back. I carry a lot of, not a lot of fat, but I carry more of my stubborn areas around here rather than obviously where my six pack. I've always had abs, you know, or for some people, even at like 12% body fat, they struggle to see their abs because they just have a lot of stubborn belly fat. So this is why it depends. It's very individual. For most people, I wouldn't worry too much about body fat percentages. I would just keep focusing on the way that you look and let that be the guidance as to whether you hit your kind of shredded threshold of where you want to be. So anyway, let's actually get stuck into this in terms of the points that we need to focus on. I'm going to keep this very, very simple because fat loss is very simple. It's not that complicated. Okay, I could have sat here and made 10, 20 points, but it would just make it more confusing for you. You'd probably be thinking about all these things that you've got to try and juggle, when actually it's quite simple in terms of what needs to happen. The first thing, and the most important thing, is you being in a calorie deficit. Now, if you want to get shredded, you want to get leaner, you want to lose body fat, if you do not do this first one, you are not going to see any progress whatsoever. The calorie deficit is essential. None of these other things even matter if you're not in a calorie deficit. You have to make sure that you prioritize that. Now, what is calorie deficit? This is very simply just making sure that you are burning more calories than the amount of calories that you're putting in yourself every single day in terms of nutrition, in terms of food. That's what we need to be focusing on. How do we do that? Now, we do that by making sure that we're, I'd say for most people, if you want to very, very simply put yourself in a calorie deficit without doing too much maths, I'd eat around 10 to 12 calories per pound of your body weight. This is very simple. If you're a 200 pound male, roughly around 2000 calories per day. You might be thinking that seems quite low. Obviously, if you're quite active, you could probably eat a little bit more than that. The key thing really is just setting yourself an amount of calories and then just experimenting that. I'll leave a calorie calculator in the bio of this video. It's our free one at FitLab. You can use it. You can get a good, maybe accurate kind of measure in terms of how many calories you should be consuming each day. And then you can kind of see where things lie with that. When you've done it for a week, or you've tracked your calories for a week, the amount of calories that you should be consuming, you will see whether you're in a calorie deficit. Now, if you have lost weight that week, you should be aiming to lose around 0.5 to 1% of your body weight per week. This is a good amount of fat loss. If you've lost that weight, you know you're in a calorie deficit. Keep moving forward. Calories are about right. If you haven't lost weight in that first week, maybe calories could be a little bit high. You could possibly bring them down a little bit. So, you know, roughly making sure that you are losing weight each week would dictate whether you're in a calorie deficit. We have to make sure this happens. The easiest way to guarantee calorie deficit is tracking your calories. Makes sense, right? If we're tracking the data and in terms of what comes in our body, we know it's predictable progress in terms of making sure we're hitting the right amount of calories. If we don't track, you can still lose weight because you can still be in a calorie deficit. Are you going to get shredded super quick? Probably not. When things get hard, are you going to know what cards to play? Probably not, because you don't know what calories you're consuming. So it does make sense to track your food. It's not something you need to do forever. But anytime I'm trying to get shredded, I'm in a calorie deficit, like I'm always going to track my food. It just makes sense. And as I say, it leads to predictable, fast progress, which is what everybody wants. So that is the first thing. Now, second to that is making sure you're consuming enough protein, okay? You want to make sure you're in a calorie deficit, but you also want to make sure that you are getting your protein intake hit at the same time. Because if you're in a calorie deficit, but you don't worry about protein, you could just potentially lose muscle. And obviously that's not going to lead to you looking any better. You are certainly not going to look shredded, probably going to look skinny fat. So very simply, we want to make sure that we're consuming about 1 gram of protein per pound of our body weight, okay? So again, very simple maths, 200 pound male, you consume roughly 200 grams of protein per day. And if that seems like a lot, you feel like you've got quite a lot of body fat to lose, you you can do this. What's your ideal weight you would like to be? Do you want to be 180 pounds? Do you want to be 160 pounds? Hit your protein intake on that. So you want to be 160 pounds, 160 grams protein per day. This just makes it a bit more of a realistic target for some people that might be thinking, geez, that's quite a lot of protein. That's realistically what you want to be focusing on. And then just make sure you're consuming mainly good quality food. 80 to 90% of your food intake should be good quality whole foods, nutrient dense. If you want to eat a little bit of shit alongside, it doesn't really matter. You don't need to be perfect, but just make sure most of what you're consuming is the type of food that comes out of the ground or out of the sea, animals, like out of a tree. These are the type of foods that are good quality whole foods, okay? So most of our diet should be around those. The type of foods, if you were to like leave them in your office, in your house, and go on holiday and come back for a week, they should smell and look awful and look like shit, rather than if you were to come back from a holiday and, you know, you see the food that you've left there and it looks exactly the same. That means it's very processed and it's got a lot of additives and stuff inside of it to make it preserved and stay there for longer. Okay, that's a simple way of looking at things. Number two is we start looking at movement. Movement is super important if you want to get shredded. Now, the more that we move, the more calories that we burn, which kind of makes sense, which just means that we're going to make the calorie deficit way easier to be able to manage and essentially just increase the calorie deficit, right? So for on average, for someone that's around my body weight, about 90 kilos, if I walk about 10,000 steps per day, I'm going to on average burn around 500 calories per day, okay? 500 calories. Now, across the week, 7 days, that's about 3,500 calories that I've burned. Now, there's about 3,500 calories in a pound of fat. So I'm going to lose an extra pound of fat a week from just hitting my step target, okay? Just from making sure I'm not being lazy and actually moving around. Steps are a really easy way to burn more calories. And this is why I say movement and not cardio. These are different things. This is classed as NEAT, which is non-exercise activity, which is the things that are not associated with exercise. This is just being more active, okay? Walking to school to pick your kids up, parking your car a bit further away from the office so you get more steps in, going for a walk at lunchtime and maybe doing some calls instead of just sitting in the office and doing fuck all. You know, doing a lot of these things would be the very simple hacks in life at the moment. You could probably think to yourself, I could probably get some more steps in there. They add up. A lot of people come to us and I can only do like 5,000 steps. I'm really busy. Bullshit. There is ways you can increase your step target. You're just being lazy. You need to think outside the box and you need to prioritize your movement. Because if you prioritize this, you're going to get better results. Trust me, when it comes to sustaining being lean and keeping low body fat, if you do not move around, you are going to really, really struggle. One of the biggest reasons why I manage to stay in shape year after year is because I get at least 10,000 steps in every day. I always go for walks. You know, I don't even do huge amounts of cardio during certain points of the year. I just make sure I'm super active in terms of my daily activity, okay? So this is really, really important. Do not neglect this. I'd say for most people, aim for around 10,000 steps per day. If that feels like it's too much, 8,000 is your minimum. And if you're active, go for like 12 to 15,000 because it just means you can eat more calories, you can eat more food, you can enjoy more food. So that's roughly how we want to be thinking about our movement. Number three is strength training. Now, this is super important because if you don't lift weights and you do these, you'd be in a calorie deficit, you move around and you don't do point number three, you are not going to get shredded. You'll get leaner and you'll arguably lose weight, but you won't have the physique you want. You'll get skinny fat. You just won't have much muscle. Essentially, you know, you losing weight is going to be a lot of that is going to come from muscle because to make up the kind of energy balance equation, obviously from the lack of calories that our body's getting, if you don't give your body a reason to kind of hold on to that lean tissue, that muscle from actually using it, then your body just takes the muscle as a way of obviously creating more energy to be able to make up for this deficit, right? It kind of makes sense in terms of the way that our body works. So this is why your strength training is so important, because if you're lifting weights and you're giving body signs that you need this muscle, you're getting stronger in the gym, you're getting hench, this means that your body's not going to lose the muscle because it needs it, because you're breaking down muscle fibers and your body thinks that it needs to hold on to it, it needs to get stronger, it needs to adapt to the new demand that it's being put through. So inevitably you don't get skinny fat, you get shredded, okay? This is why strength training is so important. If you're trying to lose weight, you don't just want to focus around the calorie deficit part, the movement part, you need to focus with the strength training as well. And I always have this conversation to a lot of the time I speak to women who are like, yeah, I just can't get that tone physique. I can't seem to get my, you know, my body to look a certain way. I've lost quite a lot of weight before, but I've kind of gained it back. And I just can't get that like definition, that defined look. This is why. Classes, running, cardio, spin, HIIT, whatever, it doesn't do the same as what strength training does, which is why strength training is so important. So if you are a lady watching this and you're not lifting weights at the moment, hate to say it, but you're never going to get the results you want. You're never going to have the body that you want. You're never going to look the way that you want to look in your bikini because you are just not giving your body the right signs. Now, I say for most people, 3 to 4 sessions a week lifting weights, more than enough, going to get great results. The most important thing to think about is progressive overload, and that is actually getting stronger session to session. So we put more demand, we place more stress on our body, and it grows back stronger. This is the biggest and most important thing when we're training, okay? Tracking your workouts a bit like you're tracking your nutrition, and effectively, you're going to make sure that you actually progress, you get stronger, you build muscle, and you look insane, okay? You can lose body fat and build muscle at the same time. It might be quite a slow process if you're trying to gain muscle. However, it can be done. And if you do these things, calorie deficit, move, protein, strength training, you will still be able to build muscle, some muscle, and you're definitely going to improve shape. So this is your blueprint when it comes to getting shredded. These three things are the absolute key. And if you do these three things consistently, cut away from all the other bullshit, you will get amazing results. Now, I've added a little bonus one on here because this is probably for a lot of people, you might be wondering where this comes into the equation. Cardio. Now, you can get shredded without doing cardio. You don't need to do any cardio whatsoever to be able to get a six pack and look insane. I remember examples of guys I've worked with, maybe put some on the screen right now, where we've literally done hardly any cardio. Maybe they've just played sports at the weekends, which technically is cardio, but it's not the type of cardio that you're probably thinking of. And they've just done lots of steps and they've got shredded. They've got an insane shape because you don't need to do cardio to be able to lose body fat. You don't need to do cardio to get shredded. However, if time permits and you want to make the process faster and maybe slightly easier and eat more food, cardio does help because all cardio does is it's just a tool to burn more calories, okay? If you burn an extra, say, 300-400 calories a day from just doing some work on the treadmill or the stepper, again, if we look at that across the week, that is going to equate to more calories being burnt, which just means the calorie deficit is going to be bigger, fat loss is going to be faster. So it just makes sense, but it's not essential because if you are moving around enough and your calorie deficit is where it needs to be and your strength training, you can still be in a deficit of around 500, which means you're still going to lose body fat at a really good rate, at a sustainable rate without doing any cardio. I would just say over time, as things start to get maybe a little bit stale with potentially with your progress, using cardio as a tool can help. And that's generally what we do with our clients at Fit Lab. We'll kind of over time increase their cardio if time permits with their schedules so that they can lose body fat faster. And then when we get to where they want to get to, we don't need to do as much cardio and we can slowly bring it down on the back burner and then bring that kind of back out and get into maintenance. And then if they decide they want to go and do, you know, Hyroxes or run or whatever, like, of course, we can start bringing the cardio back in again because it's important. But to actually sustain low body fat and stay in amazing shape, you don't really need to do much cardio. You can just literally focus on these three things here, maybe not the deficit when we're already shredded, because when we're shredded, we don't need to be in deficit anymore. We go to maintenance and we can maintain our physique. We can look jacked all year round. We don't need to worry about dieting. So guys, that is very simply my blueprint to how to get shredded in 2025. I hope you found this video useful. If you action all these things, you will not struggle to lose body fat. But if you want someone to lay this out for you, if you want the added accountability, which, to be honest, is the most important thing when it comes to going through this journey, you know, you want all the thinking taken out of it for you. You don't want to have to make these decisions on your own. This is exactly what we do at Fit Lab, day in, day out with our clients. We get them shredded and we give them the exact blueprint of how to stay in shape for the rest of their life, so they don't need to go back and do this again year after year. And if you want some help doing that, I'll leave a link below. Fill out an application to work with us. I'll get back to you with some further details. Apart from that, guys, make sure you smash the like button. Make sure you hit the bell notification so you're notified every time I post. Subscribe for future content, and I'll catch you in the next video.